Greetings and welcome back to our Never Alone Faith Over Cancer podcast. I'm Blaine Millett, your host for this podcast, and we are finally here. Today's episode is the one I've been telling you about for the past few weeks, so let me ask you for something first. If you're driving right now, stay safe, keep driving. I'm glad you're here. But if you can, I would strongly encourage you to sit down somewhere and listen to this episode where you can truly listen to it and reflect on it. Because I do not want you half listening to this one. It is too beautiful and important not to focus on it completely. And before we get to listen to Brittany again, I need to remind you of something I hope you already know, but needs to always be remembered because it matters to me, and I do not want a single person to misunderstand what you are about to hear. What you're going to hear is Brittany's story. It is what happened to her. Brittany is not telling you, and I will never tell you, that if you just pray hard enough or you believe the right way or you have enough faith, then you get what she got. That is not how he works, and it is not what she said. There are people listening to me right now who have prayed with absolutely everything they have, and they're still waiting. Some of you have prayed for somebody you loved and did not get the answer you begged him for. You're not doing it wrong. Let me say that again, because I need you to actually hear it. You are not doing it wrong. You should absolutely keep praying boldly and asking Jesus for exactly what you want. He has a plan for all of us, and he wants to continuously hear from you. But what we get doesn't always fit with what we are asking. But his plan is better than ours. But sometimes we get something that truly lights us up. And that's what I want you to take away from this episode. That is what this next episode is all about. It's about a woman who got to the absolute end of herself, the most tired, the most frightened she's ever been in her life, lying down at night, genuinely not knowing if she'd even wake up, and finding out that she was not alone in that room. That part is it's not just hers. That part belongs to you too. That part is for every single one of us. And when you hear what Brittany has to say, it will not only warm your heart, it will give you incredible hope and encouragement and peace in your journey, no matter where you are today. So with that as kind of a backdrop, let's dive in and hear directly from Brittany. So let's shift a little bit more, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're into this next phase. Where are things for you now? Maybe let's talk about, you know, this kind of maybe phase three of this, of mm-hmm. you're in it, you're in the thick of it. So what's going on right now with, you know, your situation and also, mm-hmm. of course, you know, your faith?
Yeah. Medically speaking, I had 10 rounds of full brain radiation. Basically started before I left the hospital. They wanted it right away. And that also put me on steroids right away to stop anything from growing or creating more problems. I'm on a Keppra, which is for seizures, and then memantine to help my short-term memory, which turns out is okay, but to help my short-term memory, not to to help it recover from all the radiation. And then in the last month, I started a higher dose of or two different medicines, one shot and one anastrozole, I think is what it is, to stop the estrogen from my body creating estrogen. And then I just started ribociclib. I might be getting these names completely wrong.
That's okay.
Medical names are very hard to remember.
Yeah.
But I started that, and it's 21 days on, 7-day break. And then yesterday started my second round of 21 days on.
Okay.
And that is to stop the cancer from, it like stops the protein so it can't continue to make more cancer, I guess.
Right.
So there should be no growth. That the hope is that like they just can't survive all this. There's no growth for it. And then I start an infusion next week for bones, because I think the one medicine has a lot of impact on the bones. So that's kind of like where I'm at with that. And then tomorrow, we're doing a scan, an MRI, to find out what we've done this whole time. Like, how is it working? And is it still growing? Are they shrinking? I think they could be completely gone. God
there
does
you go.
Amazing things. My prayer is first and foremost miraculous healing. But I also understand that God works in his own time. And so while we need to not limit ourselves to asking big things, right? So I'm asking big things, but I'm also trying to find a place where I understand, you know, I'm trying to be in that place of like, no, but your path is the right path. And so, you know, the length of time that this needs to take, like maybe you can heal me right away. But as a human, maybe I forget that, right? And I live my life in a normal way, and I don't have the testimony. I don't have the story. I don't have the growth, right? Like, I've just sort of jumped the gun on that. Or maybe it takes a little bit of time. And so he knows how much time I need for the lesson to stick, right? Like, that's kind of how I look at it. But I do believe, I fully believe that, like, complete remission is a possibility. And I do think that that's what God is doing. I know that that's what God's doing in my life. I just don't know how long it will take and what it will look like.
Right. Well, you know, you've got an amazing outlook from the first part to where you are right now. And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think our job is to pray boldly because He asks, I mean, he says that in the Bible, you know, be bold and ask for what you want. Why would we ask for something less than complete cure, right? Why would we even ask for that?
Right.
It's like, because he's going, well, I could give you the full cure, but why are you not asking for that, right?
Right, because we've decided that he either can't or won't, right? Like, we shouldn't be in charge of that.
Right. And, you know, I get to talk to people and, you know, a lot of people, and read a lot of stories. And I'll tell you, there is amazing healing that goes on out there, and people ask for it, and it does. It doesn't mean it. You ask and you're just going to get what you want, right? We know that. He's got a plan, but we need to ask so that he can use the plan that he has for us and in growing it. But I also, you know, it's like in my journey, I look back on mine, and I fully believe that the length of time I went through it, which was, you know, several years, was that was all for me to be able to use again someday and to help, you know, other people and talk to them about it, and so I can relate to it and go, yeah, you've got to be bold about this, because if we're not, we don't get bold. And so, I can't agree.
I had a student come visit me, which I've had a couple, and oh, I love it so much. They're amazing.
Yeah.
But I had a student come visit me, and she and I were talking about, like, she'd had a difficult time. And so we were talking about going through the difficulties, and she brought up the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And I was like, that is exactly what I was thinking about. Like, that's such a perfect example, right? Like, you have to, like, so if you sow the good, right? If you sow the wheat, but then the enemy or someone comes along and sows the weeds in there, if you pull the weeds, it pulls the wheat, and then you don't get the good, right? And so sometimes you have to let the bad, you have to let the weeds grow before you can pull them up and separate them, right? And so I feel like that's right where I'm at right now, is I'm letting the weeds grow. That's what God's got me doing. So, you know, when you asked how this time period is going, it's been hard. It's, you know, I'm happy to be able to talk. I'm happy that I have these moments of clear-headedness and energy, and that I'm able to sort of feel like me. But then there's days I wake up, you know, it's not a straight line. You know, I overdo it all the time. This is like my number one flaw is that I'll get up and be like, today I can run a marathon. And then the next day I'll be like, what a terrible idea that was.
Well, and one thing that strikes me is, I mean, you're an incredibly strong person. Everybody listening can, can hear that. But there's going to be times when, you can't hold it all together, right? Where, having fear creep in, or anxiety creep in is not, I mean, people say, oh, you shouldn't have any. No, you should have it. I mean, God gives us those emotions. He gives us the ability to do that. But he also wants us to be able to give it to him so that we can feel his peace. And so I guess that would be, kind of a question is, do you go through those cycles of fear and anxiety, and then, okay, wait a minute, what am I doing? I need to give this back to God so I can have his peace again. Do you go through those?
I have kind of like two stories about that. On the one hand, I have found tools that help remind me. And so it'll be, I will make sure that every day I sit outside somehow. I spend time outside in nature. Like for me, that's where I feel most connected to God. So like if I go out and I walk in our backyard, to get my exercise, I just lap the yard. But if I'm feeling sort of down or just like fearful, like a couple laps in the yard, right? I remember, and that helps, even if it's just a little bit. Deep breaths, meditative breathing. I've found for me that doing restorative yoga like forces me to think about my breathing, and it forces me to like relax and just lay down. And those moments, I can spend in meditation and prayer, I have found a few tools that are super helpful. But I have also, I have kind of a crazy story
Yeah, we'd
from
love to
the
hear that.
beginning. This is from the beginning of when I first came home after the radiation, and I found out that the week after is actually the worst. And I didn't know that. And they said, like you go through the radiation and wow, congratulations, you're good. And I was like, great, this is amazing. And they're like, okay, so next week, all of it's gonna kick in and it's actually gonna start doing its thing. And so I didn't know that it would take a week, and then it would like inflame, right? So things would get worse and then they would get better. So the most tired I've ever been in my life, the most fearful I've ever been, were a couple of those nights. So there was a night when I went to sleep where I truthfully didn't know if I'd wake up, but I was so tired that I just had to go to sleep. And so I had to have faith in the fear. I just was, as I was laying down, I go, is this a terrible idea? It's like, please God, just be with me as I, and then, conked out completely. I woke up and I felt this sense of peace, and it was really unusual. And in my head, I was lying there, and all of a sudden, God was just, he just, again, this is where I know it sounds crazy, but I felt God telling me, I'm going to heal you. Like with those words, like, I'm going to heal you. You're going to be healed. And here's why. Because you and I are going to heal others, those people around you, those that see this, those that share your testimony. And then he just listed. So I'm just lying there and it's like 2 a.m. and I'm just like listing names of people in my life that I can affect, that I hope to help. All my students that I see, that who see me, right? All the people that I work with, all my coworkers and my family members and my extended family members and the people I went to school with and high school. And I'm not saying the names, but like the names went through, like very specific people. And I'm like, and I just had this sense of peace that I've like not experienced. And I fell back asleep and slept straight through till morning. And I just like, it was wild to me, right? And I hold on to that because I know that's where I feel very firmly that God was in that moment telling me, like, we're gonna get through this. You have to get through the hard. But we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do it together. But just knowing that he's a man who keeps his promises, right? He's the God who keeps his promises. He's promised to do this thing. So this is not something that I should question. Like, however it happened, this is not a normal, you know, moment. This
Yeah.
is clearly a spiritual moment. And I had one other that was also a couple of nights later, and I felt like, you know, God had shared this with me, and then I felt like I was being attacked. Like, I felt like the enemy was attacking. Like, I felt like he was trying to tell me, no, 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 you've made this up. You've thought these things. Like, you're not going to be helpful. And, well, you're not even going to make it, right? Like, all of these things. And so when I would go to sleep at night, I'm a very creative person. My brain loves to be active. And so when I was going, you know, when I would go to sleep, I'd start thinking about all these things. And then I thought, oh, this is when the enemy attacks. And so, so after that piece and after those moments, and then another night came back and I just felt like I was being attacked. And I was like, again, I'm going to have to trust. And so I prayed again and I went to sleep. And in that evening, when I woke up again later in the middle of the night, I felt like I had a vision cast like before me, like a image, you know, and I felt like I saw, it's just so, it sounds so crazy. I felt like I saw like angels that were the opposite of angels. So like cherubim that were like dripping and like oozy, and like they were clearly like more on the opposite side of it. And they were looking out over this vast field, and it was like this tan and gray and like darkness. And they were clearly in defeat, right? Like this looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
And I, again, this is such a crazy thing to think about, but I knew in that moment that God was telling me he'd gone to battle for me.
Wow.
And that I didn't need to worry about that anymore, and that he had won the fight. And you know what? I don't have any of those crazy things at night anymore.
Wow.
Wow. And that's, crazy.
No, it's not crazy. That is, that is God at work right there. That's the most powerful thing we've talked about all day, right? That's you know, I mean, it almost makes you speechless because it's so real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it happens. But, you know, what makes me a little sad, actually, as I hear that, is what if somebody really hasn't accepted Jesus?
Right.
And they don't get that opportunity.
Right.
That's really sad. You know, if somebody's going, you know, listening right now and going through that and they're not sure about faith, I'd put that, you know, what Brittany just said on repeat a couple times and go through it and say, is that not what you want? Right. That's what Jesus gives all of us when we completely, I mean, to me, that's completely surrendering to him and saying, yep, you got it. And now you're telling me exactly what's going to happen and how you're going to do it. I mean, you just described to me and lived Psalm 23 right there in front of us, you know, going through that valley and seeing all this stuff going on. But he's there going, yeah, I got a different plan, though. Just keep going. And it's going to turn out because you're going to be an incredible disciple for me and helping other people. So, wow, I am really glad I'm really glad we kept talking so you could share that, because that makes the day. That makes my day for sure right there. That is, I mean, it also brings an interesting question as I'm thinking about this. So if now you know, I mean, you've gone through a lot and we've talked about a lot and, but if you were having now, if you could rewind the tape and have this conversation back with yourself the very first time when you were diagnosed with cancer and sitting there and you were thinking, yeah, I got this, I can do this, I can do, you know, versus where you are today. If you could go back in time and tell yourself something when that happened, what would you tell yourself now?
Honestly, I think looking back, and this, I think, is great for others because a lot of the people going through this are going to be more of the first version of me, right? Like the anger and the disappointment and the uncertainty of whether they should trust.
Right.
I look back and I think the most meaningful things that anyone could do is love me, hug me, show up for me when I tell you I don't need you. Like, just show up, be present, right? And if you are truly, like one of God's children, right? Like if you're truly that, then they'll see that in you. They'll see it in how you show up. They'll see it in the presence. And so like even right now, the big difference between now and then is me saying, okay, we're not closing doors. We're going to open doors. If someone asks if they can come by, then yes, they can come by. We might have to change the day or we might have to pick a time that works. But if you say that you want to come and be in community, then my door is open for that. I enjoy it. I embrace it. I want to have space for that. And I wish I had known that, right? Like I wish I had been more open. I wish I had had a stronger community. But it's hard in 1 year to, you know, to really know everybody in that way. So, I am grateful for the friends. And, you know, same friends that showed up this time, a few of them, you know, they were there that time. And so I'm grateful for those moments, but I wish I had known to keep my door a little bit more open.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice for people. Cause we tend, I think that is a common thing. People shut down and say, well, I'm just going to push through but boy, that community. So, you know, it also strikes me as you listen to your journey is how he's grown you to where it is where he wants you to be, is how are you going to impact other people? Well, you can't impact other people if you're just sitting there all by yourself, you know, wallowing in our misery, going, well, you know, woe is me. He's got you now where you're doing speeches, you're welcoming people. If you thought about that, you know, 7, 8 years ago, you'd go, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
Nope. And, yeah, absolutely. I would have shut that one.
Here now, you're excited and enthused about doing that. I mean, talk about the transformation. Wow. I mean, just listening to this whole story as we go through it, I know we've, you know, taken a lot of time, but it's been, that has been really inspiring because it's, if somebody is not on that path, wow, how could you not want to be on that path, right? That's incredible, because you've had, I mean, you talked about a few, you know, little God moments along the way, but what you just ended up with there, those were massive God moments.
Yes.
I mean, where he, and you know, I guess I'd ask a question, because I think about this and I go, if he had shown up like that in the beginning, would you have recognized it?
Probably not.
Probably
Very
not.
Easily could say probably not.
Yeah, or just dismiss it, or just be, oh, yeah, that's whatever, right? I mean,
what if he did? What if he did show up? And I think about that when you asked me, like, how I saw him, and I thought, oh, goodness, I know he was present, but boy, I was blind, right? I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So thankfully, it doesn't matter if I can see it at that time. Thankfully, he was still there.
Right. Well, I think that goes back to what we've named our whole, you know, program and website is We Are Never Alone. And, you know, I probably say that phrase, you know, 10 or 100 times a day to people because they just keep thinking, well, I got to do this. I said, wait a minute. He's right there. You just have to turn 90 degrees and say, hi, I'm here and I need some help right now. I need some help.
Right.
But we're so, you know, it's amazing we don't do that at those times. And I guess it's part of being human. It's part of the thing. Well, what would any closing thoughts you've got for us that, you know, you've shared a tremendous amount and it's been amazing. I mean, I am definitely inspired and encouraged by that story. That's amazing. That's just amazing, Brittany. I really appreciate that. But is there anything else that you would want to tell somebody? So you've got an open mic to thousands of people all around the world that are struggling, going through things and going, you know, this is great, but is there anything else you'd want to just leave with them?
I guess, I don't know. I think it would be that idea of don't spend too much time in the mire, in the muck, in the sad, you know, it's okay to be there. We've all been there. We're all going to have moments like that, but, try to find something that helps you get out of that. You know, ideally you would let God help pull you
right.
out of that. But
right.
depending on where you are, maybe you need to find something that works for you, but, it's just, I think, Having been on both sides,
Yeah.
this side is much better.
Much better.
So,
Yep, definitely much
yeah.
better. Yeah. And I think, having a routine like what you were describing, and I want to emphasize that to people because having a routine, it's like for me, every morning, my morning is sacred where I get up and I always do some reading. I mean, it just is what sets my day off. You're walking around the yard, you're doing things that connected you with him. I mean, I guess I'd bring that up as well and emphasize that you have to get those routines with God, because if not, you're right, you slip, I'll do that later. But those routines are what really keep us in contact with him, so we can hear his voice and we can hear, the Holy Spirit with us, and we can sense that.
Absolutely. And I think that while we don't want to say that, while we don't want to go back to that, I'm in charge of me. Like God is in
Right.
charge of that. But I do think it's a lot like, and maybe I'll get this wrong, but with the birds, right? He says that they don't plan each day, right? Like they go, they get the
Right.
worms. That, like each day is sort of a different day for them. But I think that they still have to go look for it, right? And so I think in a way it can help you feel better to take charge of some of that and know that I'm supporting what God is doing versus I'm going to take care of it, right? That's the two big differences between my now versus my then, is that
Right.
everything I do, I pray about it. And I think, I'm taking the medicine and I pray like, may this do exactly what you want it to do in my body and no more and no less. And
Yeah.
then I've really like got a strict diet right now. I'm super anti-inflammatory. Like we've walked through all the things that can support cancer and that can help it to go away and help it to grow. So, like that's not me saying like previously, like I'm in charge of my healing. That's me saying I want to do everything I can to support what you're doing. And
Right.
I do fully believe miraculous healing can happen. I do believe it doesn't need us, but I also know that God wants us to take ownership of things and he wants us to be a part of it, right?
Right.
Like that's kind of, that's his plan. Like that's his thing.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I am treating my body like a temple and I'm doing all of the things, anything I can possibly do to support what he is also doing,
Right.
at the same time, so that it's not just him, but it's us.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, and you mentioned that earlier, and I think that's a great point to bring up and make sure people hear is that it isn't, he's not asking you just go sit in the corner and say, God, okay, here I am, just do your thing. I mean, he wants you to be an active member because you can't see all these great things if you're not active, right? And he has given us incredible medicines and technology and things. I mean, he's blessed somebody with all of that to be able to help all of us as well, but he doesn't want us to rely on that either, right? So it isn't a, I don't think it's a zero, this and zero that. I think it's like you said, it's a very much a blend that you've got to trust him, listen to him. What do you want me to be doing? Where do you want me to go? Should I do this or not? But also, when he does, we've got to do that. We can't just be blind and say, "Oh, well, you've got it all, so I'm just going to sit here and wait till you heal me." I don't believe he does that at all, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, I think he wants us to do our part and use other tools that he's given to people on earth to help us too. So it's a team effort that goes on. Well, Brittany, this has been an absolutely incredible and what a joy it was to talk to you and
Oh,
listen
thank
to it
you.
all together. This is it kind of blew me away. So I would say that I was expecting from what I'd heard before, but you raised the bar 1,000% on that one. So I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. So thanks for being on the show and for sharing as honest and authentic and transparently as you did. And to all our listeners, I just hope that they take that and they can incorporate it and listen to it again, because we are never alone. And the more that we can give to him, the more he's going to show up, and he's going to use us to do that for someone else. That is for sure. Because he is, as I like to say, he is preparing us to send us in to bring other people out. And that's a big part of our journeys of all of us that have been on a cancer journey. So I want to point out one thing before we close, because I think it is the key to Brittany's entire story, and it would be easy to miss. And when Brittany heard those words at 2 a.m, look at what came attached to them. It wasn't just you're going to be healed, the end, go back to sleep. It was, let me tell you why this is going to happen. Because you and I are going to heal others. Brittany and Jesus have worked to do to help others out of their darkness and through their journeys. She has work to do. And then a list of names went flying through her head, real people, her students, her family, coworkers. Now think about what that means. Sitting where you are, and I'm sitting right here right now, you're on that list. Let me explain. Because Brittany is in active treatment. She's tired. She has hard days, and she told you so. She said it is not a straight line. And she still said yes to sitting down with a microphone and giving all that away to people she has never met. You. That promise she got in the dark, she is keeping her end of it right now. In your headphones, right now, wherever you are. And that is the part that does not depend on how any of this turns out. That is already done. She already did it. Nobody can take that away from her, and no scan can undo it. So before we go, I want to leave you with some closing thoughts about this incredible journey we've been on with Brittany. If you've been listening to these three episodes and there is something in you saying, I want what she has, that peace, you know, that steadiness, somebody in the room with me at 2 a.m, you can have it too, just like Brittany. It is not reserved for the strong ones or the church people, you know, or the ones who have it all figured out. Brittany didn't have it all figured out in 2018. She was the first to tell us that. All of it comes from one thing, a relationship with Jesus. That's it. That is the whole secret. And it isn't even a secret. You just talk to him right where you are, in whatever shape you're in, with whatever words you have. He is not waiting for you to clean up first. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I would strongly encourage you to get one. And you can start that by visiting the page on our website titled Accepting Jesus. It'll walk you through some things and give you a prayer you can pray to get this relationship started. And even if your relationship has grown stale or is weak or you're angry or somewhere else, I'd still encourage you to visit that page. It will definitely help you get on a better path to having a deeper relationship with Jesus. So Brittany, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart and from everybody else. Thank you for your honesty and your courage and for giving this away while you are still in the middle of it. I would ask every one of you listening to pray for Brittany and for her husband and her daughter this week. Would you do that for me? I know I am. And if these three episodes did something for you, send them to somebody. That's how this works. That is how he gets to the person you and I will never meet. Our job as followers of Jesus is to help each other and to share things we feel will help others in their journey. So please pray and please share. You never know who needs to hear Brittany's story right now. So no matter what you're facing on your journey with cancer or in life, remember this. You are never alone, ever. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are always with you and ready to help. All you have to do is ask. Give it all to Jesus and let him go to work. So thank you again for listening today and for listening to Brittany's story. I hope it has inspired you the way it has inspired me, and I'm just thrilled we were able to bring it to you. So I hope you have the rest of an incredible day, and until next time, may God bless you.